Good afternoon. Welcome again. It's Larry Stauber with the Southern Product Manager for DynaGrow. We have a very new and exciting product to our lineup and for growers to explore into. We refer to it as 2610 B2RF, which is a mid to full season style plant. It was known in some of the other data packages in the fields and in some of the published data that it is CT11622. Of course, this has the Bovar 2 and Flex technology package on it. This is considered a very tall, but a tall plant in excess of 40 plus inches. It is a wide plant. It's a very aggressive plant. So we highly recommend those using this particular product to certainly begin early with PGR management, and certainly will begin on the first fruiting note of 6. So it starts early and continues thereafter. This is considered a very indeterminate plant. So there's a lot of opportunity for those late plantings, for those situations where in dry land or marginal areas where you need a lot of plant height, multiple nodes for fruiting positions, as well as needed something to kind of offset a little bit of weather impacts that could occur on this particular plant. This one also, is like I said, is an open architecture. It has a very distal bowl position on the fruiting nodes. During harvest, of course, it does maintain the good storm tolerance, so it's it opened just enough, but not enough where it falls out of the burr. I think it's very adaptable for those areas using stripper machines or in the spindles. If we compare our maturities with these, it fits more of the full season. The Delta Pine 1219, as a comparison, it is earlier than that, but it's also kind of somewhat closer to the Stoneville 5458. Excuse me. As compared to the 2570, I would say that it is almost a week later than that particular variety. Looking at the full data set, in general, you'll see it kind of the average of about 1,300 to 1,400 pounds per lint per acre of the whole data set. On the far left is the low-end marginal area, so it does perform down in about 400 pounds or so. But as it steadily increases, as you start improving the soils, adding irrigation, you get to some very high yields that can be generated out of this particular variety. So it's very responsive to irrigation and what it's put into. It also is very particular in what part of the area it's grown in as well. But it does show to be a very responsive to what it's exposed to, environment, and what crop inputs it's exposed to as well. Stability curve generated on this shows that the data points are very close to the expected mean, so we get a very good data set. It's 90% fit to that with the R-square. Even on the low end, it shows to be very responsive to those environments where it's a dry land or stressful worlds. And as you improve and exceed this particular variety into those higher input environments, it responds exponentially with that. So we feel that this is a very good product using a lot of different situations, you know, depending on your planting time, the soils you're going on, or the area that you're fitting it in, so that we kind of fit this into a broad area that it could fit in. As mentioned in a previous talk I had earlier, we do have three different areas that I've kind of grouped the data set into on the yields. The southeast, of course, on the Carolinas and the East Coast, wrap around to the deep south in the Alabama and Georgia area, then move over to the mid-south in that group with Louisiana, Mississippi, and including Tennessee. And then in the southwest would include all those states west of Texas, including Kansas and Oklahoma. So with those regions, I guess you can pick out where it fits. It's a great product for the southeast, and its true home is in Georgia. It really loves that particular area over that environment. Some of that is the long calendar that you can offer, the heat units that it can get. So this thing just certainly keeps responding and rebounding and has a lot of opportunity to keep adding bowls in it late into the season. In the mid-south and the southwest, some of that could be a little bit too excessive drought on it, or it could be you can take this product too far north and you get into some zones where it gets a little too cool and it doesn't quite respond as well. It is certainly a deep south, high heat world type environment product. These bars do represent dry land irrigated and the full data set. Also looking at just the southeast, if we just pull that out and see how do things line up and pair, you can see that it is a very competitive product. I mean, high yield, compared against some of the other full season products. Now, these are in here as a reference just to kind of show how maturity wise, how it pairs up, and also how it performs against a lot of different worlds. So we think it's a very competitive product across when using a needed or the need for a full season product. If we migrate and look at segmentation of looking at different soils, obviously sand is where it fits. But do keep in mind that from the previous slides that it has a very high fit for the southeast, which are sands. So the kind of data is kind of skewed a little bit in that direction. However, we do feel that silt loams and in the clays, there's a good opportunity and fit there as well. The clay does represent a small amount of data in a certain different series and styles of clay. So not all clays would I fit this on, but for the most part, I think you could do well there in those situations. And, of course, this does represent dry land and irrigated data sets. The dry land and irrigated part of this, there is a deviation about 200 pounds, which is pretty decent. It does indicate to some level that the dry land response to this is very good. It'll hold its own there. You add water, you get certainly a large yield increase associated with that. The irrigated trials that's represented in here do include the pivots, furrow, drip, and also floods. So it's most of the combinations that we could get our trials in, this is what this is reflecting. On the fiber characteristics, with 2610, among a few others that I had chosen in here as references, we show that it has very good turnout, very similar to what's in the industry, that in there, 41-plus percentage. So it's very similar to what you can find in the marketplace. Looking at the seed fraction of it, very similar, up to 50-52% that you can find with the producibility of the seed. You know, of course, there's some other products that are very good seed producers, but I feel that this is as good or average or competitive with the other products out there. Looking at the micronair aspects of it, anytime that you see a vertical bar in red, that's a discount zone on either side, and then the green is the premium area. With this particular product, the 2610, it has a micronair of, on the average, the data that we have is a 4.4 to a 4.5. So it's not bad. It's pretty good. And compared with the other products, it's very similar to what those are. So it's not anything outside the bounds of those. And of course, everything represented here is in a non-discount area. The strength on everything that you see here is all in the premium range. And on average, 2610, you could expect about a 29 to a 30 gram per tex, as are some of the other products. And some of these others have a stronger strength associated with them. But like I say, these are averages of the trials that looked at. On the length, we have a very good length associated with it. It's pretty, very predictable and standard at 1.16. It does have a little bit of advantage, slightly, over the other products looked at. And again, I think this is a very good complement of having good length to it that's stable. It doesn't jump around a lot. That's associated with good premium grade strength. So I think with the growers, I think you got a good option right there with this particular product to work with. And to also complement it, the uniformity is very good over into the premium range in excess of 82%, as are all the rest of those different products up there as comparisons. So the grades on this is pretty astounding that it has some of the same in the rest of the industry, as well as having some opportunities there for growers. As a summary, 2610 is an upland, tall, large, medium full season cotton. It has very good seedling vigor. It is that the bushy style to it. It does have that open canopy, open architecture to it. It is a smooth leaf. So again, medium tall. So the 40 inches, it can get taller than that, depending on how large you want it. So it'll go there. And certainly highly recommend growers pursuing this picker product that they would use PGRs to maintain the growth early on, because it does fruit early and is vigorous and it maintains that horsepower throughout the season. Very good drought tolerance to it on the low end, and it's very responsive to any time you add extra inputs of fertility or irrigation. Very good storm tolerance, a lot of option there for using a lot of leaving it in the field or weathering in some cases. I would recommend it go on any soils. Be careful with some of the clays, so further evaluation requires on that. Of course, with the gin turnouts from 39 to 43%, as well as the C turnout, kind of standard in the industry, it's got a good staple length, the good strength, micronair, and uniform, all those aspects are all in a premium grade. So it's a great product here with a lot of upside potential on yield and also on the grades. So it's a double hit there, and take it really good. I do thank you very much for your attention, and I'd like to also thank the agronomy team for helping put in these trials, as well as our CPS sales team. Thank you.